Eat that.
No!
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Outlaw Orlando, the Homo Half Hour, the most unique radio show of its kind. Every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com. And it's a free download on your smartphone. If you download TuneIn Radio, you can download TuneIn Radio anytime you want to. Search WPRK, listen to the best in basement radio, but mainly us. We're the reason you're listening. That's exactly why. And this is episode number 364. Do you have something to say, Lady Barry?
No.
This is episode number 364,
and
I'm your host, DJ Justice, and with cast and crew here today, we have a fun show, some special guests, people sitting on the couch, going around the circle. She used to come here on a bus. I've been hanging out with her a lot this week. It was a weird energy shift. Normally, I see Alex two or three times during the week. Uh-huh. This time, I saw Lady Barry two or three times during the week, but Lady Barry Matthews,
you're a good temp.
I am a good temp.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing better than I deserve. Best day ever. And then Alex, the friend turn. What's up, man?
Broncos aren't the only one getting lucky on the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Alex is what's wrong with America.
And I'm gonna happily accept that.
Alex is what's wrong with America. With his man bun and his nose piercing, he shows up to my house, just walks in the front door, doesn't care what I may or may not be doing with someone allegedly upstairs or not, just comes on in, and then wearing his, look at his little pants, look at his little Pink Floyd pajama pants that he wears to college, proceeds to start talking intelligently about politics, which is very fun when you talk to a pretentious 20-year-old about politics, who then goes on to say, what's wrong with America is that its populace are not smart enough.
I think you're going to bring up the populace?
Populace isn't the word.
All right, first of all, people should be locking their front doors, wouldn't you say? It's America.
I like how he put that on you, right? Right? Just turn that around.
Typical.
You walked through my front door that was unlocked.
Typical 20-year-old.
Blame after he texted me, he was coming over.
Blame other people. Happy Fat Tuesday, it's Mardi Gras. Anyways, give us a call, 407-646-2915, or hit us up on Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. And do hashtag Gay Radio Show. We'll talk to you during the show. The logo over your junk contest is going in full force. We have another guest over there. What's your name again?
Cody. What's up?
We have Cody. He's the third hottest guy to ever be sitting on the couches here. I think, can we talk about what you do, or does it not matter as long as you don't lose?
Talk about it.
Huh?
It's fine. You can talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, he does movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like Tom Cruise?
But he doesn't, like, go to, like, Full Sail and, like, you know, make, like, crappy little indie films, right?
Hey. Anyways.
What?
Where was that going? It was like he went
he
to go...
He was talk about the populace.
I mean, I don't go to
he
Full
went
Sail.
To go, but... He went to go pick his, like, his holster and take out a gun of Ha-Ha and instead just grabbed a wad of spaghetti. It was like, what the hell?
You and your analogies today are rolling right there.
My analogies are rolling fierce. You can lick up on it and lick up on
fierce
it.
Fierce training.
You
fierce.
Sure can. You sure can. You sure can.
Next subject.
Anyways.
Hey, I hate when you do that. Just sometimes I'm just meandering through the conversation so that I can get to the next point. I don't need to be led there. I'm well aware that there's a show that needs to be hosted.
Yeah, and
don't
we're
yell
just
at me
trying
on air.
To get rid of the awkward space.
I'm not yelling at
me. Yeah, you're yelling at me. Don't get a high voice with me.
It's okay to have silence on the air.
Do not get loud with me. Do not get loud with me.
Every now and then it's okay to have silence on there. You just can't have silence more than 60 seconds or like the auto-cue music kicks in. Because if someone has a heart attack and dies, there's auto-cue systems in place where if it's like 60 seconds of dead air, music just like auto kicks in. So if we have like a moment of silence that lasts more than 60 seconds, some other music...
Hipster indie rock
does,
is about
does anybody come and check to see if the person's okay?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how to turn it off. So if the music ever did kick in, I don't know those buttons to turn it off. I'm sure I should probably know after 7 years. Mm-hmm. I just know what I learned 7 years ago, and then that's basically it.
The radio station learned that you can't be quiet for more than 60 seconds, so that'll never happen.
Pretty much, yeah, good job. You know what? Let's get our guest in here. We're going to talk about the three things I learned this week. Go get him while I play.
Okay, I'll go get him.
The three things that I learned this week. Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. Not one or two or four or five. It's the three things he learned this week. Yeah. Yeah. Lady Barry Matthews, the first thing I learned this week is that we are into week two of Sologica, the sixth annual Out Loud Orlando logo over your junk contest. Mm-hmm. Get on the mic.
I'm back.
What'd you say?
We're back with guest. Welcome, guest.
It's the sixth annual Out Loud Orlando logo over your junk contest. We're at 8 entries. It's a little bit. It's a little bit less than. Are there no headphones for him?
It's fine.
I believe there are. Are there headphones for him or no?
There's only 3.
Okay, listen. You don't get headphones. You're not gonna miss out. You're not gonna miss out on anything. Don't worry about it. Okay. Anyway, so can you? I know. I can already tell that Alex is smitten with the guest because he's just like staring at him instead of talking into the microphone and putting the conversation to the ball. So put your headphones on. Let's conduct.
He does have like a daddy type.
Let's conduct a professional interview.
Okay.
And then I'll Then I'll make the love happen. Cause I bring it. All day, every day.
Wow, so way to let the flow happen.
Okay, so the logo over your junk contest, if you have been living under a rock, it's our contest we do once a year. It's postponed this year because of, you know, the whole cancer going to Argentina thing for me, so we're doing it in February instead. 8 entries so far. So far, you know, a couple people have really emerged from the pack, and one of them is our guest we have with us, and that is entry number 4. And that is Sumner. Now, if you go to gayradioshow.com or you go to our Instagram page, at Gay Radio Show, you can see all these photos, you can vote. And the winner who gets the most likes on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, they get $300 cash. So, you know, we always bring in a whole diverse array of people. We have thin people, we have big people, we have girls, we have boys, we have people that are in between. And then Sumner is the one that submitted the photo of him with like a lonely red balloon and like a fog machine with like at first everyone was saying clown makeup, but hi Sumner, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing very well. Isn't it such a nice peaceful voice? Now that wouldn't be clown makeup, that's more like skeleton or Day of the Dead type makeup, or
it's somewhere in between clown skull.
Okay, yeah. Now
dead clown.
Now I know Sumner from being out and about, but if you were to ask me to tell you 3 things about this guy, I couldn't really do it. Because he's the type of person, and I love how I'm talking about you like you're not in the room, but he's the type of person, he's very artistic. I've seen him do performance art. Don't ever quite understand what it is. When you see him at the club when you see him at the club and you're going, "Hey Sumner, what's up? Nice to see you." What would a typical response be when someone goes, "Hey, what's up? Nice to see you?"
"I'm good. How are you?"
Yeah, okay, cool. That won't happen. Sumner will look at you right in the eyes and just go meep or bark or something and then walk away. So you're not quite sure what happened. You're kind of just like left there hanging. All like, right. Well, was that a conversation? Or did he just bark at me? So, hi, how are you?
"I'm great. How are you?"
And you live...
"No, bark at him."
Later.
Scoot him over a little bit because I'm worried about this mic picking him up. Because I can turn him up here, but I can't pick him up there. You live in Orlando.
Yes.
Are you in school or do you work?
I'm a student.
Okay. And what are you studying?
Studio art.
All right. Now, the couple times we saw him at the Creative City Project, yeah? Or was it City Art Project? What was it called?
Creative City Project.
Those are some of the words that I used.
We did see him there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw Sumner the first time, he was on top of like a homemade like double decker shopping cart.
Yes, that was you.
Being pulled around by like some dude in like ratty underwear.
No, that's
with
the
TV.
Guy that I knew. Like who you were doing that with, I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big. Anyway, but so can you explain the symbolism behind that? Because maybe I'm just too literal.
Yes, please explain.
I didn't get the symbolism of that
really?
Particular performance.
I thought it was pretty. Anyways,
obvious. Yeah.
So it's
obviously creative art people are more pretentious than me.
I mean, it was a 7-foot-tall shopping cart that I was riding in, being pulled by a guy surrounded by TVs. So. It's just like a commentary on consumerism, blah, blah,
right.
blah, stuff like that. Okay. Media-driven stuff.
Okay, now, to the photo. I think you are one of our top vote getters right now. I believe that you are at, I haven't looked at all the votes, but I know on Facebook you're at 76 votes. That's not counting Instagram and Twitter. So I believe you're in the lead, but I will say number 8 is giving you a run for your money. We had Justin, who is just... Letting it fly and is just happy as can be, beard with his wig. And you know what? I'm proud about that. I'm proud that many different people enter this contest. So that may be your top competition. But right now, so with the photo, what made you want to enter? Because you know me. You've known of the radio show, but I don't think you've ever heard it before.
No.
Okay, so what did you just need the $300? Did you think
yeah.
I have an idea?
Yeah. He's a studio artist.
He's a student. He needs the money. Was this a photo that you already had laying around that you put
yeah.
the logo on? Okay, so you didn't do it specifically for us. There's nothing against that. You can use whatever. Mm-hmm. What was the meaning behind the photo? Can you explain the photo and what it means? Because I think people that have seen it, I've been getting more questions about, well, what does it mean? I don't get it. I love it, but it's weird. I don't know why I like it, but I voted for it. Tell me about it.
That picture is actually for a poster that's being made in the process for Escape.
Hey, okay, what's the theme? Like leather that's and just, balloons?
No, that's just like a just like a generic flyer for my pre-shows.
Okay, and I mean, we can mention that's the first Monday?
First Monday.
The first Monday of every month at Southern Nights. Sumner hosts and is involved with a pretty cool experience. I call it an experience instead of a night, but it's an experience where you can come and kind of whatever tickles your fancy can be met, and there's like a different theme or like a different fetish every single time that kind of, you know, draw
theme. It's not really a it's not like a straight up fetish party. Okay. It's more of like a dirty cosplay party.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a costume party.
Isn't that a fetish? Dirty cosplay?
I mean, when you think of fetish party, you think of like
people hanging from the wall,
right?
Naked people.
There's
everywhere.
A bowl of the front burger we put some keys in.
Now, do you have to see the world in a different way because you are an artist, or is it because that's how you see the world that you express yourself in that way in your art?
Second one.
The second one. Because I've always wondered, like, to me it always seems like an artist always has an explanation for everything, and I'm wondering, well, are you just really good at finding meaning and explanations in things, and that's kind of your niche, or is it just you have a different frequency that kind of, you know, lets you perceive things, and that just, this is how it manifests itself?
I guess it's a bit of both.
Okay. He's really great for radio. He's very succinct. Like I told you, I have no idea how to interview him. I came in here, I was like, I don't, he's weird. I don't know how to interview him.
He's for not, me, he's... art is either pretty or weird. I'm not on that frequency at all.
Sumner is pretty and weird. If you haven't seen the photo, this kid's jacked. Everyone I know is absolutely infatuated with this one. It's like, look at him. Look at him. He's like shoulder lean back. He hasn't stopped looking at you. He knows he's supposed to talk into the microphone. Alex,
he's trying to be cool and everything. And Alex,
in his head, Alex is like, I'm going to take every one of your piercings out of your body with my mouth.
Stop. I mean, if you're flattered by that, then... Anyways.
Yeah.
I just appreciate... Like, I'm into creative types.
Anyway. So, what else do you have going on, man? With why should people vote for you for winning Saloyjica, the 6th annual Outlier Orlando logo of your junk contest? Because, you know, people in the contest can call in, they can come in. This is their chance to kind of say, hey, why they're the best? Why do you, you know, why do you deserve the title? How will you carry the title with pride this year?
Because clown porn is really hard to find. So,
and
we'll go with that.
And I approve this message.
Okay.
All right. Very nice.
If he wasn't like blowing everyone out of the water, like I would make him a champion right now. But I feel like that's like choosing career when you first start playing life, and everyone else is choosing like.
Right. I understand. When he talks about choosing the champion, there's an internal competition going on with the members of the show where we all get to pick our champion, either someone we've recruited into the contest or someone that's in the contest. And amongst the, you know, five or six of us, whichever one of those five or six gets the most votes, they win an additional $100 separately. We all been vying for our champion. I'm going more the like the porn star,
the Twinkie
go-go route. Dancer route. Like I'm trying to get like, you know, Rocco Steele to enter.
Oh my! And you can't make him your champion.
There's no rule about me. You could go get whoever you wanted.
No,
you
that's
told
not
me I
fair.
Could use Boomer Banks.
There's not a logo big enough for Boomer Banks.
Oh, I could make one.
Anyway,
I'll be the logo.
So contestant number one, Jay. I think Rob said that he's going to champion Jay. He's our Canadian listener who submitted his photo way back in November. And we love him. He does a lot of work for the show. The guy from Delaware that's straddling the fence, he's doing all right. Regina Coco from South Florida, she's cool. She's our only transgender contestant. I'd love to see some more people like that. I'd love some real girls in the competition.
Really?
Hmm?
I like for the longest time, like you've always been like anti-girl, and now today, like
I'm not anti-girl.
We are
I just find
ready to accept our first female into the competition.
I am not anti-girl. I just find them sexually repulsive.
Exactly.
Like right, like that's exactly synonymous as to what I just said.
No, the contest is for real. You know what it is more so. There's never been a big place on this show for females because at first I used to always think, oh, we have to have a lesbian. Where's the lesbian? I went through scores, hordes of lesbians, trying to find one that was funny and that could contribute to the show and wasn't like stereotypical bumper sticker humor that just, and there is not one. We did a bit called In Search of a Lesbian. I made a parody song to the Legend of Zelda soundtrack and we could not find a lesbian. Now, if there's one out there, if there's Allie comes on the show, Allie's mm-hmm. funny. I think she's more of like a Broadway fruit fly. She's good, but no,
a real Rosie O'Donnell.
There you go.
Anyway, so then we got this guy, he's white. We got this guy, he's black with a bow tie. And then we got this guy. Oh, found out. I thought this picture looked familiar. This one of West, little nudist West. He's doing like, getting ready to do like a what's that, a leg stand? Or like what's that move called? Like a leg stretch?
Nobody cares.
No. There's like an animal named after it in the yoga book somewhere, like.
Well, anyway, little Wes is on a log at Playa Linda. I took this picture. I thought that was. I thought it looked familiar. I'm the one that took that picture.
I could have sworn you said that yesterday.
Did
like,
I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You
were showing us all the picture from your phone. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that, or am I just crazy?
Last week?
Were we on the air?
Yeah. Probably.
If it doesn't happen on the air, sometimes I don't really consider it as really happening.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then Justin from Pensacola, who is just he decided to kind of do the gender bender route, threw his wig and his earrings on. So far out of the four pictures that have been reported for nudity on Facebook, you all suck. They weren't withdrawn at all because they're Facebook appropriate, so they're allowed to be there. Mm-hmm. Out of the ones we have, other than Sumner, obviously, do you have a favorite in our group so far?
Do I have a favorite? I mean, other than, you know, no, I'm not really.
What about you, Layman?
He's like, I'm not feeling it.
I'm not feeling anybody. Actually, I am feeling our transgendered candidate just because, you know, we're making statements here. And, you know, I'm a 20-year-old hipster, you know what I'm saying? So we got to make statements.
There you go. What about Lady Barry? Who are you liking in that?
I'm liking Michael. That's only because I want to see
which
him.
Which one's fully. Michael?
Isn't that his name? Not Michael. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
It's only
because
I want to see it.
It's big.
Without the logo.
It's awesome. So, do you want to stick around and do the show with us today?
Sure.
Have you? I feel like his quiet energy. We're gonna walk all over him. So we need to make sure we give our guest a chance to talk. So, Lady Barry,
I'm gonna give him my segment
the
today.
Pot calling the
I'm gonna let him
black.
Talk about my. He's gonna. We're gonna learn what Sumner today.
How much do you know about the Florida Turnpike, Sumner?
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Do you know much about the Florida Turnpike?
I mean, how much is there to know?
Well, we're going to find
exactly.
that. We're going to find that out today. Actually, that's a good segue into that. Before we finish talking about our week and different things that have happened, let's go into learning with Lady Barry. Every week we come up with a new topic, and Lady Barry is going to... Last week we learned, Sumner, I kid you not, last week we learned about emus. We learned about their birds. We learned where their urethra is. We learned that in 1932, a group of emus waged war against Australian settlers because of a water shortage, and they were attacked with machine guns, and the emus won.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided on the Florida Turnpike, and you know what, and be thinking about it, Sumner, at the end of the bit, we need to give her her topic for next week, so I'd like you to maybe come up with what the next thing is that she needs to talk about.
It
can be anything in the world, anything at all, so just be thinking about it, and we'll get that answer from you. So are you ready, Lady Barry?
I am ready.
All right, let's do this.
I love it.
That's what you wanted, so...
And now it's time for Learning with Lady Barry.
All right, well, the Florida Turnpike. Let's talk about that. Can I tell you, this must be the most boring subject I have ever tried to learn about in my entire life. I actually watched a video about the history of the Florida Turnpike.
While you were driving?
While I was driving. And, no, I actually watched it a couple days ago, and I watched it today as well.
I had to watch it twice. There was so much entertainment
exactly.
inside.
It compared the opening of the Florida Turnpike to Elvis Presley's album release. How influential it was to Floridians.
Right.
The Florida Turnpike opened in 1957.
The Florida Turnpike is the Elvis of Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
It was actually the brainchild of Mr. Co-Star. That's his last name, Coster.
Co-Star?
It was a brainchild of a whole bunch of white people, pretty much. And I love how the governor's name was Leroy back then.
Leroy Co-Star.
No, Leroy Williams. Oh. But it's still Leroy.
A white man?
A white man. What are you trying to say?
Has Florida ever had a black governor?
No.
No.
What? Florida had...
What? Where have you been?
There are many black people in Florida.
Exactly. Well, it happened right after World War II, when actually, like 20 years after.
Wait,
World
when there
War
was II. A black governor, or when there was
oh
a turnpike?
Oh my goodness, the turnpike.
Okay, go on. Okay, I'll shut up. I need to learn.
The turnpike.
The turnpike.
It goes north to south. It does that. And
how long is it?
265 miles.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm reading Wikipedia.
Do you know how much it cost if you rode the turnpike from top to bottom? How
much? In 1957, it was $12.35. Could you imagine what that is now? I didn't look it up.
Well, it cost like $17 to get from here to Miami. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. Can I tell you, Florida has the worst highway system I have ever. Like, I've been through many states. This one has the worst, especially Orlando.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
But, it is actually one. They've spent quadruple what their budget was to build the turnpike. Okay. Their budget was $100 million in 1957.
Okay.
They spent $400 million, which is why we're still paying tolls on that tollway.
They pave it in gold? Underneath the pavement gold bars?
Alright, but exactly. I mean, like, tell me something, like, I don't know.
Has
like
anyone
a million people died from mosquito bites? Like,
actually, a lot of people have been killed by gunshots on the Florida Turnpike. Well, man. I mean, a lot of them. I looked up the stories. They were very sad. Very, very sad stories. But like, just whole families just gunned down in the middle of the night on the Florida Turnpike, and it was very weird. You know what? The most interesting story I found out was a guy got a ticket 20 years after he died for running a toll on the Florida Turnpike. He died 20 years before, and his stepdaughter got a ticket in the mail for him for the day before that, the day after he ran the toll, and they refused to not make her pay it. The $5.62 toll, they were going to make her pay it anyway. Even though she sent them the death certificate, it took Action News 13 to tell them, hey, this guy is dead, for them to investigate. Not to take it off, to investigate. So the Ford Turnpike is just as organized as any other government official.
Who is the most famous person to ever drive on the Florida Turnpike?
Me.
Is the Florida Turnpike, it's monitored by Florida Highway Patrol, right? Not by the individual county sheriffs?
No, Lady Bird, do you know,
they're
right?
Monitored by the Florida Highway Patrol, but it's actually owned by a privatized company.
I love how she's called Florida Turnpike
Enterprise.
She has the information, but she's like giving it begrudgingly because she's just really pissed off about this topic. Sumner, you better pick something really good for her for next week.
And just to let you know, the future of the Florida Turnpike.
We're talking about past, present, and now looking onward to the year 2000. What's going on with the future?
Well, next year is the 60th anniversary of Florida Turnpike.
What do you celebrate at the 60th anniversary of the Turnpike?
I'm going to run down the Turnpike the entire stretch completely nude.
There you go.
I'm going to Forrest Gump that. All right, so
do a bump in every toll plaza to keep going.
Within the next 10 years, they're going to go completely cashless.
Uh-huh.
They're going to add a portion of the Florida Turnpike, and this is weird, to the middle of most highways. So there's going to be like a HOV turnpike, like going down the middle of I-4.
Ooh, carpool!
And that's scheduled to be start in like the next 20 years or something like that.
So the HOV turnpike is going to like infiltrate our other highways and just be like, it's going to be like cut and paste. So we're just going to paste a piece of the Florida Turnpike
there.
They
actually have something like that in Houston where like traffic, like coming here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't care about Houston. I care about the Florida Turnpike.
Well, I'm talking about Florida now.
Okay.
Well, in the middle of the day, like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, traffic is awful in downtown. What they do is they build a lane right in the middle of the highway that's tolled that certain people can go down to relieve traffic on the main highway. Like, whatever. I'm not.
That's good. Last thoughts on the Florida Turnpike. How did you feel researching the Florida Turnpike?
I felt like I wasted a lot of time.
I feel like you gave us the best bet. This is, I will say, this
is better
than
the emus.
This is better than learning about emus.
It sure is.
I mean, although the emu war of 32 with machine guns in Australia is pretty
good. One.
That's pretty good.
I think there's going to be an uprising next year for the 60th anniversary of the Turnpike.
I like it. Lady Bird, that was learning with Lady Barry, the Florida Turnpike.
She an educated queen.
Yes. Now I
That's
am.
I'm going to have to record me doing the intro and then give you a she an educated queen. That'd be good. We'll record that. I got to get the levels right. Okay. Great job, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely amazing.
You had certain doubts about that, didn't you?
Not about you being entertained or about there being a lack of information, more so that you just forget or don't care until like the day before. Like, it's more of like, if you show up with nothing, I got nothing. But you, 2 weeks in a row, I'm very impressed.
You're welcome.
She's done her homework twice. Sumner, you've had some time to think about it. Anything at all, anything in the world, as long as it's like radio appropriate, you know, like can't be too explicit sexually type of thing. But so, would you pick our topic for Lady Barry next week? Or
decide right now.
Well, do you have two or three options in your head? Like, what would be some of your top choices, and we'll pick from those.
Let's go with Let's go with gummy bears.
Okay, bears. I'm actually like really.
I'm on board with that one. I'm gonna do tons of research on flavor and texture this week.
She herself is a gummy bear.
All right,
but I love her though.
I got you.
She's my favorite flavor.
All right, lick it.
All right, Sumner, that's great. I like that. You know, so this week I got to see Lady Barry a lot. Lady Barry was a part of a stand-up comedy show last night at Pulse. I didn't know that it was related to the Orlando Drag Race Live event. Mm-hmm. Did you go to any of the Orlando Drag Race Live events with me last year?
No, not yet.
It's like the boiled-down version of the TV show done at Southern Nights with Orlando queens, a lot of newer queens. Lady Barry was in it last year, absolutely killed. Mm-hmm. Should have won. In my opinion, she definitely should have won. She brought the strongest game. Where are you going, cute porn star?
Up to piss.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Can you Facebook live that, please?
Hold on, come here.
can you put it on Periscope?
You're coming back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. See you. God,
you're so needy.
Hmm?
Good
job. Says the one that just burst into my house unannounced earlier.
I mean, I texted you, I called you.
Did he respond?
If I'm upstairs, I don't have the phone
with me. But it's okay, because I walked in, and there was like a half bottle of wine, and I'm like, oh, well, I mean, if he's going to be doing that, here's this half bottle of wine, let me get in there.
And like I said, pretentious, he's what's wrong with America.
Yep.
The stand-up thing was great last night. They announced all the new Orlando Drag Race queens, and it's a fun little gimmick to go to. I've been a judge for it. For the past 2 years, she always has, and Rob too. Rob is Pepe. They were part of it. We go and we usually get to help with either the roast or the snatch game portion, and it's a lot of fun. Real controversial.
Woo, Team Ashley Mercy.
Real controversial. Evidently, there's like a big controversy that this year they have a real girl doing it because they're challenging the definitions of drag. So they actually have a real girl that does drag leading the competition, which would be fine. I wouldn't have a problem with it. But the way it was set up, kind of like when somebody bills something as, now listen, I'm going to tell you something and it may be really, really controversial and you may not like it, but I'm going to tell you about how extreme it's like when you preface it with, oh, you're entitled to my opinion, I'm a douchey radio show host, prepare to be offended, turn down your radio. It doesn't have the same effect, so it's kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. But they got a real girl doing it this year named Pistol.
Yeah, that's how I'm, like, I hope she wins, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for her.
I think it'll be cool. I think
she's great at Pulse.
I mean, since they're using the term drag, I mean, drag is different than female impersonation. So when we're using just the term drag, I can get that. Drag is whomever. Is it traditionally thought of as, you know, guys dressing up as girls? Yeah. I mean, otherwise, I think it's more like cosplay. What do you think, Sumner?
I love Pistol. I don't know what you want to call it, but I'm rooting for her, too.
Yeah?
Woo! Team Pistol!
Do you think she has an unfair advantage, though, because she already has, like, the body and the hips and the boobs and the...
No, she's just a great actress, to be honest. Like, I've seen her at Pulse. Like, she has, like, a lot of stage presence that a lot of other...
What does she do? I'm not familiar with it. Does she perform or dance? Or is she a go-go dancer?
She's a performer. Yeah, she's very burlesque.
Okay.
It's still very much...
It's very Marilyn Monroe-ish.
The wit of a drag performer.
Then you know what? I'm all for seeing it. And, you know, the competition, you get to see a lot of different styles of drag. I just was more kind of why are you making such a big deal out of it that it's going to be edgy and I'm sorry I don't think people are getting up in arms over the queens in Orlando's Drag Race Live.
This is
the thing. My god,
this is the thing. Coming from a drag queen standpoint, coming from like somebody who actually does drag, there's a lot goes into it to make a man into a woman, like, right?
I agree,
which is why drag queens are upset about it, not the general public, not gay men who don't do drag. Like, I fucking
Hold on. 1, 2, 3.
I love Pistol.
How do you really feel? Let's go back 8 seconds.
Really, really, really. I adore her. She's amazing. She's an amazing performer. And my opinion has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
My opinion has to do with, like, my definition of drag. And everybody has a different definition. Now, do I think she has an unfair advantage? No. Because the challenges are not... they're not going to be unfair to her, like right. unfair to the other queens. You know what I'm saying? The there are going to be challenges. Like if they say, okay, come in and drag, take your drag off, and then put it back on. Well, she looks like a woman out of drag.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that is an unfair advantage. But I've heard of some of the challenges, and I heard that they're going to change a couple of them to make it fair for everybody.
That's cool. And you know what? If that changes up the quality of the challenges and the caliber of the mm-hmm. performances as a whole, I look forward to that. Because, you know, if you just kind of do a repeat showing every you know, year, every season of it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's the thing that I learned. You did a great job last night. I definitely applaud you. It is not at all easy. I'm not funny at all. Mm-hmm. And I pretend to not be funny behind the safety of a microphone where I can't listen to, you know, the awkward silences. I applaud you so much. Mm-hmm. I've never... I can do a roast where my stuff is written out in front of me, well-honed. I've thought about it. I've worked it. But to get up and do stand-up like you or to host or MC the way that you've done before or other queens, I applaud you for that. And I can only see you getting better and better with, you know, time. Like, you are a funny queen. That's why you're on the show. Is like, mm-hmm. I remembered... Look how sexy he looks. Over there, lift your shirt up again.
She educated, you're just like, she funny, uh-huh. She a queen.
Yeah, I'll host the show. I gotta go over to that couch really quick. Uh-huh. Where are you from?
So gross.
Where? Please scotch guard it.
I mean, you're not gross, but this situation is gross. So, can we move on to the next thing?
Well, the second thing I learned was talking about going to comedy, and then I got sushi with Lady Barry last Friday night.
Oh, so good.
Where'd you go?
We go to Bakuri. I go to Bakuri on Mills. It's a double decker.
Oh, is that place we went to?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, if it's so delicious.
It is really good.
Yeah. And Lady Barry, I think Lady Barry needs to be my... Lady Barry always critiques guys that I'm with. Like, she always has really good feedback on the people that I'm spending time with. And mm-hmm. so this was one of those nights where we were out with someone and the lady said, hey, you know, he's normal.
Yeah. He's
insane. You got someone normal, insane.
I know.
This is great.
And I can actually have a conversation with him. See, guys in this community, it's like, you know, they either want one thing or the other, and if you can actually have a conversation with somebody, it's worth it.
I told you, at this point, it seems like the more emotionally well put together my life gets, the more bat-ass crazy, like, underdeveloped, like, 18-year-old vapid twinks I tend to attract.
Really?
Yeah. It's a hard life.
No Maybe way. You're just noticing them more. Right. Because you're more put together.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, because even me being put together is still a level far lower than most other people my age.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sumner, what kind of guys are you attracted to? I'm sorry, I didn't even ask. Are you attracted to guys or girls? Or are you got
a homo.
Are you gender fluid? Or?
No, 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 I'm a homo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And what would your ideal guy be?
As she fixes her hair.
Shut like, up.
Without looking to your right, would your ideal type be like a small little fit Puerto Rican with like an Amish beard, a man bun hairstyle, kind of let down, kind of flop to the side, nose piercing, you know, where's a white
Don't
fur jacket?
That question.
Where's a white fur jacket in the middle of the summer just for no reason, just because he likes to.
And ponchos. He has a plethora.
Are you
of ponchos.
A fan of ponchos?
And he's willing to drink a half bottle of wine before it shows. So let's not even. Don't answer that question. Invoke your Fifth Amendment right.
Sumner, would you like to drink another half bottle of wine with this young man right here?
Not right now.
I
have stuff to do after that.
You have stuff. Thank you very much.
I have a hospitality law class after this, and I'm already
getting
it.
He has to go learn about the turnpike after. I'm so sorry. I'm going to the library.
I'm very much of a personality person. I don't really go for any one specific type
He's
of guy.
He's a sapiosexual.
I'm out. With the clown makeup, with the Day of the Dead type makeup, it did, I will be honest, your picture initially caused me a little bit of anxiety because I do have a Latin
fear. That's what I tried to get at with that picture.
I do have a Latin, I do have a fear of clowns I have since a young age. Real clowns, not pictures of clowns, not cartoon clowns, but real life clowns. So it was that little bit of a set off. If it had really been in front of me, I would not have liked it. And it reminded me about, did you know that you could actually hire, this is over in Europe, they have it in Switzerland and Britain, did you know that you could actually hire an evil clown to stalk your child on their birthday? Not for just their birthday, for a week before the child's birthday, This clown will follow your small child around, like peer at it behind corners, taunt it, send it messages.
That sounds like the reason I want to have Sumner children.
You pay about a thousand bucks, and this clown will like follow your kid around to get it dreaded, and it culminates in like at the birthday party, the clown surprising your child and throwing a cake in its face. And the logic behind there is, a kid will forget a birthday party. A kid will forget the frickin' pony. This kid will never forget the week that this god-awful clown stalked him and mercilessly pursued him until he... So, would you ever pay for that service?
Oh, absolutely. Like, in 10 seconds, like...
Sumner has found a way for you to pay for college. Just do
that. His name is Dominic DeVille. He was inspired by the movie It by Stephen King.
Yes.
And he started up his lucrative business called Evil Clown in Lucerne, Switzerland. His services require him to put on an evil clown outfit and scare your kids senseless for his week. During this time, he will stalk his prey from a distance, send them creepy messages, make prank phone calls, warn them they're being watched and that they'll soon be attacked. He told Metro, the child feels more and more that it's being pursued. The clown's one and only aim is to smash a cake in the face of its victim when they least expect it during the course of the 7 days. If they manage to avoid being hit, they are given the cake as a present.
Yay!
What? Incredible.
I want his job.
Right?
Well, and then I heard another news story today, and it's similar to that, people that are thrill seekers. Did you know that for $1,000, you can also enlist your friends? Or, no, sorry, you can enroll your friend in an extreme kidnapping. Like, so say, okay,
I got thinking about it
because my birthday is this month, and I got thinking about things that I do want and that I don't want. I don't know. I'm kind of like, if something was fun that we wanted to do, maybe we could, but I've done most of the things I've wanted to do in this life. So when it comes to having an extreme birthday, I don't really have anything on the top of the list. But for $1,000, unexpectedly...
500 lady baby? Yeah.
No, I'm going to pay Sumner to stalk him as a clown for a week.
Please don't. Don't. I don't want that.
I know his address.
For $1,000, you could hire this extreme kidnapping company, and they will come at some unexpected time, grab you... throw you into a car and kidnap you, and you then wake up and you're like, you're chained to something or taped to a chair or you're taped to like a pipe for several hours, and it's kind of like a mix of like escape room jigsaw with a kidnapping. There is a safety word. You can have a safety word. So, I mean, and it's a 3 to 4 day kidnapping ordeal.
What?
The person who gets like kidnapped knows that it's happening to them?
I assume at some point they've kind of got to be in the secret or else they
it's
really are.
Like the psychology of it, you know? Like, for example, when they...
I mean, I'm not going to be scared if I know what's happening. So that maybe...
You're going to be a grief counselor waiting for you?
Okay, wait a minute. Like, when they did that whole, like, Zimbardo experiment in the 1970s...
The Zimbardo experiment of the 70s.
No, it was a big thing. When they set up that fake prison, like, people knew they were volunteering to be in this fake prison, yet they still... Everyone assumed the positions, and they had to cut the experiment short because people were taking their roles too seriously.
Yeah.
So if you genuinely believe, which there are a lot of like mentally, you know, you can manipulate people very easily once you get them in that situation. Yeah. So
if you didn't know that it was happening, you had no clue that it was happening,
yeah,
and it was done realistically, I think there could be some long-term damaging ramifications here.
Yeah. I think even if you did know, I would like, what if you paid for that to happen then, but you actually get kidnapped? Like, and like, the people that are showing up, they're like, who are those people? Are they part of the company? No.
Like when do the cops actually get involved?
David's been gone for 2 months. Justice. I think this...
Why are they tattooing a barcode on me?
See, this sounds like performance art that Sumner would do. Sumner would just like chain himself to something and hide in the middle of like, be in the middle of Orange Avenue just waiting for people to see who would rescue you. Would that be a performance art? Who comes to your aid or?
Maybe. I had like a weekend off.
Yeah. Are you having fun on this show? Because normally I can tell when people are enjoying themselves. I have no idea what you're thinking at all. Are you enjoying this time at all on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just shy.
Elaborate.
That's all.
Sounds like my first time. Yep.
Yep. Everyone's radio cherry is always, it's always really tight.
It's always poppable.
It's always. Let's talk some more about popping cherries there. God, he is smitten. I've not seen him like this in a while. I've not seen him since. Awkward. I've not seen him since that like, time at the bathhouse. You know,
it's, like the thing is that if the roles were reversed and he was there and there was and he was there, then it would be a completely different story, and we would be like,
yeah, but we're talking about the thing that actually happened. Him actually sitting next to you. So let's talk about that.
Actually,
are we ready for me to say the news? Yes. So I'm ready for that. Okay.
I would have. Can you please make it where it just stops just like there?
You know, that you know,
and that's it.
It's just like you know the story that I'm about to say.
I can't breathe.
You made me drop the headphones.
All right.
Oh my laptop.
Okay, hold on. Let's try that again. And now it's time for the news.
And the news. Get out the booze. Russian politicians are actually looking into whether a friendship between a tiger and the goat promotes homosexuality. When Timur the goat was placed in the pen of Siberian tiger Cupid, zookeepers were shocked by the cat's reaction.
I'm more concerned their names are Timur and Cupid.
Timur was originally meant as lunch for the feline, because you always name your lunch. I named mine Darwin. But Cupid shocked his carers by befriending the goat instead of tearing him limb from limb. Their blossoming relationship struck a chord with Russian public, and a video of their antics soon went viral. One man insisting the duo were in fact breaking the law. Russian lawyer Alexei Krestyanov claims media coverage of the unlikely friendship could turn Russian kids gay by generating interest in non-traditional sexual relationships. He added their non-traditional cohabitation is an intrusion to the private lives of underage citizens and covert gay propaganda, as well as an active imposition of homosexuality. Despite the tiger having given up his bed for the goat, their relationship may have turned sour. Their friendship came to an end after the tiger bit his hoofed companion after the goat apparently headbutted him.
Oh, welcome back to Goat but Tiger
isn't
News.
That, isn't such as love?
Russian goat tiger. I mean, sometimes, you know, if someone headbutts me, I'm going to bite them.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh,
if my boyfriend headbutts me, I'm damn well going to bite him.
Well, yeah, that's what you do.
Wow, this music is still playing after I put on these headphones. Anyways, so the next one. A new Marvel video game will give players the chance to play as a canonical gay superhero for the first time.
You know what that means in terms of, like, of literature or comics or movies?
Yes, yes.
Well, not you. I want to ask a rhetorical question. It's meant to be made.
I don't know what it means.
Thank you, Sumner. Let me elaborate. It means that they didn't just make gay characters for the video game for the sake of doing it. It's actually characters in Marvel Comics who happen to be gay. So when you say it's part of canon, it's like it's accepted as, like, in the mainstream Marvel universe, these characters are accepted as gay and are a role, have a role in books and stuff. You know, it's like saying, you watch the original Star Wars movies for Star Wars canon. You can't write some, like, off-the-wall fan fiction where something crazy happens and accept that it's not part of, like, continuity. Mm-hmm. Okay, so go on. Thank you, Sumner, for being willing to play the game and educate people.
Anyways, so, yeah, you could play as a canonical gay superhero for the first time. Wiccan and Hulkling, the popular gay couple and core members of the Young Avengers, are playable characters in the latest edition of Lego Marvel... Lego, really? Lego Marvel Avengers.
Lego My Avengers.
Okay. The characters feature among hundreds of unlockable Marvel heroes in the new game, in which they can be discovered together in a cave as part of the open-world Manhattan area. Unfortunately, their relationship is not made clear during gameplay. However, fans are still delighted to see the popular gay pair pop up in the game. This is not the first game to feature a same-sex option, storyline, or character. Last year, Mortal Kombat X introduced their first gay playable character, Freddy Krueger. No, I'm just kidding. To much fanfare.
I wish Freddy Krueger was in Mortal Kombat. How awesome would that be?
That'd be amazing.
It's like an unlockable character?
Yeah, him and Jason.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Stop talking.
I swear to God, look it up.
He's Googling it right now.
Type in Mortal Kombat Freddy Krueger.
I don't really have time for that. I'm kind of doing a radio show right now. I'm okay with the fact that they don't announce that they're gay, because think about every other character that you meet in the Marvel superhero
universe. You don't want to rub it in everyone's face.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, hi, I'm Daredevil. I'm heterosexual. Like, that doesn't come up. Like, they're like, hi, I'm Hulkling and Wiccan. We're gay with each other. Like, that doesn't really come up. You know,
one of the Green Lanterns in the comics was gay, wasn't
that? But that was not in that was not in canon though. That was in like Earth 2, so it was like a divergent reality where the Green Lantern was gay. So it wasn't like the Green Lantern that we know and love was gay. So yeah, significant. Yes, opening up storytelling. What's everyone looking at? Is DJ Leah here? That's not DJ Leah. Anyway, speaking of Lady Barry named my car for me. You know when you get a new car, you think it's going to be this long, drawn-out process as to what the car shall be called, and she came up with it really quickly. And so the new 2015 Justice Mobile shall be...
I forgot what I said.
Lady Jerry!
I was...
What color
it's your fault you gave me wine.
What color is my... I did not! What color is my car?
Black something. Black Daddy.
Right. Oh, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so completely. Well, my car is Verse, and its name is Black Daddy.
Yes.
So if you want to ride Black Daddy, just hit me up. Speaking of Black Daddy, third thing I learned this week. This is interesting. 2 degrees. You know, I don't do a lot of political stories because I think they're inherently boring. But there's every now and then a story pops up that, you know, absolutely, you know, tickles the right places. This is 2 degrees of separation of me connecting Marco Rubio. Alex, this is an in-depth investigation. You should be paying attention.
But I'd rather be being shady with Lady Barry.
Well, Lady Barry, did you know that Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is 2 degrees separated from an infamous gay webcam porn ring? Do you want to hear how?
How?
In 1990, 18-year-old Marco Rubio was with a friend named Angel Barrios and another teen at Alice C. Wainwright Park after dark when they were detained. People go out there to smoke illegal substances, have sex, drink, a police spokesman told The Post in a story last Friday. The teens were booked around 9:30 that night, though the misdemeanor charges were later dropped. And then Rubio and Angel Barrios went on to share a townhouse while Rubio attended Santa Fe Community College. Fast forward 15 years, Marco Rubio is now sworn in as Speaker of the House for the state of Florida House of Representatives. During that time, Barrios, in 2007, had his own time in the spotlight when it was revealed that the house owned by his family was being used by a website called CocoDorm.com, a gay porn webcam location where dozens of black and Hispanic men live in the house, earning $1,200 a monthly payment plus room and board to have their lives recorded.
Hi.
And they make a note to say scheduled orgies were mandatory.
Oh, okay.
Bro college boy here.
Would you ever do Broke, what is it?
Broke College Boys?
Broke Straight Boys?
Broke Straight Boys.
No, what's the house over in Tampa? It's, we used to be friends with them.
Oh, yeah.
College Boys Live.
College Boys
Live. Would you do the College Boys Live?
Would I do it or have I done it? I feel like you were asking two different questions.
Well, you like there. Older Both. Daddy, so I don't think you've done College Boys Live, but I'm saying, but have you lived in the College Boys Live house?
Why? No. I'm still vanilla ice cream, like, in my actual real life, but in my head, I'm something else.
So following the report, the city of Miami sued Barrios for illegally running an illegal adult business in a residential area. So, I mean, maybe Marco Rubio went to CocoDorm.com. We don't know. What are you hiding, Marco Rubio? You haven't said that you've not been to CocoDorm.com, that you haven't gone to one of the scheduled orgies with dozens of black and Hispanic men, and you are not you a Hispanic man yourself, Marco Rubio. Do you not fit the criteria of the people living in CocoDorm.com? Out Loud Orlando demands answers. GayRadioShow.com. Give us a call. 407-646-2915.
The voice of the American people.
I would vote for him if he had actually been there.
Right?
Did you ever hear the
and
show?
And owned it.
Do you know who Rick Perry is? He was running. He was the Republican. Yep. Okay, Rick Perry from Texas. None of you are on the show. One of the best bits on this show ever was when we punked the Rick Perry campaign for 3 weeks. I made a fake website. I was on the phone with his senior campaign advisor. I'd convinced them that I hosted a radio talk show called Out Loud Orlando, the voice of conservatism burning in the heart of Central Florida. We changed the music. We changed the show. Rob was pretending to be my co-host. A comic was doing the sports. It was like the David Justice Anthracite here. And so this happened. Like, they did, and up until the day, they'd called that morning to confirm that Rick Perry was going to call into the radio station thinking that this was a concert. You know, we're in the heart of Central Florida. Florida's a swing state. The I-4 corridor.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
This was good. And then at the last minute, maybe 5 or 10 minutes into the show, we get a call from Karen English, his campaign manager, who said that he wasn't going to call in. So at this point, I'm still keeping the ruse up. And I was like, oh, well, why is the candidate not calling us? And finally she goes, well, we think that you've misled who you are and your little show. So then I get mad. So I'm like yelling at her saying, well, you know, if he said these things and put him on the air and said, well, he's not going to be on your little show. And I was like, my little show. I was like, you realize you're not going to have a job in 3 months because no one's going to elect your SOB candidate. And, but the fact that it was that close, so we had to like change the music that day. It was like no Out Loud Orlando, no normal themes. It was like patriotic music. Daniel's like doing like a fake sports report. We're like making slams.
I'm just trying to imagine that.
We're like
and
making
a football was thrown and down the soccer field.
No, it was like Daniel hopping here with the sports, and I was like, that's all you're gonna say. Don't say anything else.
Sports.
If you say anything else, we're screwed. So, and then we went up making slams against Obama. I was like, oh, I was with my wife, Tammy, last night, and we talked to the commissioner, and a homeless bum, a ne'er-do-well, if you will, a ragamuffin scallywag, asked me for change. And I said succinctly, sir, you can go see that Obama about your change. Ha ha. I think that joke might have put it over. But anyway. Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ever since then. So I guess what I'm saying is Marco Rubio, if you have something to hide about your past with CocoDorm.com, then what's keeping you off of the airwaves of Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour? What are you trying to hide, sir? Didn't you have a story about Rubio? What did he say up in Vermont or New Hampshire?
Oh, so he actually got into an argument with a very sassy gay in a restaurant. Because the thing is that the guy was not a...
I hope the news story actually said, news reporter, Marco Rubio confronts sassy gay.
No, but he approaches a guy in a restaurant who happens to be gay, married, with 3 kids. And so he comes up to the guy, and the guy's like, so, yeah, I mean, obviously you can't tell right now, but I'm married, gay, with 3 kids, so what's up, dude? And Marco Rubio's like, well, I think that marriage should be between a man and a woman. And the guy's like, okay, well, thankfully, the Supreme Court has voted otherwise, and that they can keep your religion out of what's happening in my life. But then the gay guy was like, so when you become president, then what happens? You know, like, you know, sort of like pressing him on what, like, what you gonna do, bro? What you gonna do? And Marco Rubio literally could
go back to Coco Dorm where you belong, Marco.
Pretty much, like,
you've got an orgy at 12.
Like. It's like a very educated conversation that's happening, and all Marco Rubio can say is, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman, also accompanied by his 8-year-old son, literally right next to him.
Who, the gay guy or Marco?
Marco.
I did hear a little bit more that his reply was, I think that it should not be a Supreme Court decision. It should be a statewide decision. The state should make the law. Well, the guy goes on to say, well, they've already done that. Because in the state he's from, they've already legalized same-sex marriage since 2000. Exactly. So why are you trying to take away rights? So I thought that was interesting.
The same thing happened to McCain. He went to meet with a whole bunch of veterans. And unbeknownst to him, he sat at a table with a whole bunch of gay veterans from, like, Vietnam. And he was like, I'm so proud of your work. And they're like, so you're saying this about gay marriage, huh? And they're like,
I thought McCain was more moderate, though. I know that he had to be slightly Republican to swing to that side. Oh, yeah. But I think out of all recent candidates, wasn't McCain a little bit more moderate?
Exactly, but
what was scary as hell was realizing that Palin was one step away from the presidency at that point.
Yeah.
I think McCain might have had a more legitimate shot at the presidency had he made a better decision in picking a vice presidential candidate. Because once she was on the ticket, everything started going to, you know, I think that people were more afraid of, is that the person that's going to be one seat away from the being the commander in chief?
Exactly.
You got some shout out on our Twitter page.
Hey, Lady Barry, she's a popular queen.
None of y'all got that. Anyway, follow us at Gay Radio Show on Twitter. Did you say, someone said, Lady Barry, thank you for the new hashtag Forrest Gump that?
Yeah.
When did I miss that?
I said for the 60th anniversary, I'm going to run down the turnpike. I'm going to Forrest Gump that.
There you go. And then all people absolutely love hashtag learning with Lady Barry, hashtag today's subject, hashtag the Florida's turnpike, hashtag educational. So I think we're on the right track with that little bit. With 2 minutes left, do you guys know that they're going to be making a new musical based on a legendary encounter between Princess Diana, Freddie Mercury, and Kenny Everett? Evidently back in the day when all of these people were still alive.
Wow, that sounds like a party.
they were all hanging out drinking and they decided they wanted to go out, and Princess Diana said, you know what, I'm up for it, let's go visit the iconic gay bar, the Royal it's V-A-U-X Hall Tavern. The Royal Vauxhall Tavern. Mm-hmm. And so they had to dress up Princess Diana in boy drag. So they disguised her in boy drag, and then she went out to the gay bar partying with Freddie Mercury. So they've actually taken that story and turned it into a musical. Quote, it's 1988, and queer London is partying hard under the specter of AIDS, the scrutiny of the press, and the shadow of Clause 28. When Princess Diana dreams of a wild night out away from the long lenses of the paparazzi and the ruthless royals of the palace, best buddies Freddie Mercury and Kenny Everett know there's only one place to take her, the Royal Vauxhall Tavern. The problem is, how the hell are they going to get one of the most famous faces in the world through the door without blowing her cover? I want to see this play.
Right?
I think it's amazing. It's going to be taking place. It was coming from pinknews.uk, so I know it's a UK story. I believe it is going to be just over there in the UK, but as far as the day, it's a 2-hour show. They're talking more about the show, giving me less facts about when it is, but I'll find out about information and they'll pass that on to you.
Who would you have playing Princess Diana in that movie?
I don't really know.
I think Amy Schumer would be great in that.
Amy Schumer.
The reanimated corpse of Princess Diana.
As our outro music starts to play. Hey, run over here really quick. Hey, on the couch. Oh, you're missing your moment. Come here.
Adult film star.
You're out of there, right there. Did you have a fun time on the show today?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did.
You absolutely love hanging out with me, don't you?
You're awesome.
Okay, cool. Hey, thank you very much for coming. Thank you for... do I need to dump that? Or are we
good?
Okay, cool. Hey, you know what? You're adorable. I love the fact that your red beanie matches your earrings, and I love the fact that when I make you blush, you turn even red. I love when your cheeks get red and flushed. I think that's really hot. Yeah. And, so it was really nice meeting you. Going around the table, Sumner, did you have a nice time on the show today?
I did. Thank you for having me.
Now, how did it feel being a shy introvert on a talk radio show with a pretentious 20-year-old, a drag queen, and me?
It was fantastic.
You're welcome.
I had an incredible experience.
See, I don't want to pry any more from him, because this is him, and you know what? You're doing very well in the contest, and you can see that photo up on all of our social media platforms, at Gay Radio Show. We hope you check it out, and if you want to vote for him, please vote for him. Remember, he gets... And you can submit your own photo, too. We're still submitting photos up until February 29th. Don't wait too long, though, because statistically, the photo that's up longer has more chance to get votes, but that doesn't mean you couldn't be the dark horse of the competition, come in last minute, and do really well. Alex, I love you. How's your day going? What do you got going on?
I get to be post-drunk in a law class. I'm sure DJ knows a whole bunch about that.
Allegedly. Lady Barry.
Not a whole lot going on this week. Working.
Researching gummy bears, yeah?
Researching. Oh, lots of gummy bear research.
Very nice.
I
kind of
want someone to do a performance art about Lady Barry. I'm waiting for it.
And gummy bears. Like, incorporate both themes.
That's it for today's special edition of Outlaw Orlando, the Humble Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, I wish you enough.
Bye.
No, that's not what we do. When I throw it to you, you got to do some kind of joke, some kind of one. Okay, until next time, I wish you enough.
I'll be the goat to your tiger.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm DJ Justice, and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlaw Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Fabulous. Love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching
you,
the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
you
Hour,
why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
It's all food. Outloud Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
You? I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
Been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.